Hi, everybody. Welcome again to Radio English on Sunday. This is Bruce.
And this is Peter.
Welcome to our next lesson, Unit 4. It's on page 26 of your book. It's called Pizza, Please.
Pizza. 这是好吃的东西,但是今天这一课呢,是蛮长了一点点啊,
uh-huh.
主要是内容非常的精彩, so let's be all ears. But again, I have to remind you, 我们教学的这种style是怎么个教法的呢?
Okay, I will read the whole article through paragraph by paragraph. After reading each paragraph, I'll give you a little summary of the paragraph, and then Peter will choose some of the more interesting or helpful words or phrases or grammar structures so that you know how to use this information or these structures better. At the end of the program, I will reread the whole lesson to help you practice your listening comprehension.
我们是这样上的,一开头啊,我们是一段一段的这样念,每一段念完之后呢,紧接着呢,我们吴大哥就用英文,他用 paraphrase 的方式,也就是诠释的方式,这个是告诉我们,我们自己可以这样做,我们念懂一个课一段之后呢,自己用英文也跟着像吴大哥一样跟着这样学,然后呢,这个B小弟,叫 Peter 就是我,好家伙,那就会跟着呢,就会有把几个重要的字啊,把它提出来,然后做讲解。 接着呢,我们从头到尾,不大可以重新的再念一下,这个时候是一口气念完了,这个时候是训练我们的听力,也希望呢,我们一起喜欢这个英文,永远喜欢英文,那么在求职方面呢,也祝大家都能够进步。
Okay, let's begin on page 26 of our reading and explanation of Pizza, Please. One of the world's most popular foods, along with the hamburger, fried chicken and milkshakes is pizza. Although the origin of the first three foods is well understood, that of pizza, until recently anyway, was for a long time an international controversy. We start our first paragraph introducing the topic for today's lesson, pizza. Pizza is a popular food like the hamburger, fried chicken, or milkshakes, which can be found all around the world. We know where those foods came from, but until recently, where pizza came from was a bit of a controversy. There were two cultures which claimed pizza as their own, and let's find out more about it in the second and third paragraphs.
也就是有两种文化国度啊, 都宣称说 pizza 是他们自己的, 来自于出自他们自己文化国度里头。 那在这儿啊, 在第一段里头, 老师一看第一行, along with, 小心哦, 假如这个跟主语一块并用的时候, he along with me, 如果用are的话, 那就不对了, 那个时候要用is, 因为he才是真正的主语, He, along with me, is fond of music.
Mm-hmm.
他跟我都喜欢音乐, 千万不要用are, fond of, fond.
F-O-N-D, F-O-N-D, to be fond of something.
还有另外呢,注意到第三行啊, 倒数啊, 第三个字, that of pizza, 在这个that这边呢, 其实就等于 the origin of pizza. 因为前面已经有了, although the origin of the first three foods is well understood. The origin of pizza, 为了避免重复用that代替, 但是pizza既然谈了这个字, 有时候我们听到a pizza, 有时候听到呢, pizza, 有时候听到a piece, 或是a slice of pizza, 它区别是这样的, I'd like to buy a pizza, 我要买一大块, 一个整个圆圆的pizza, 那么这个时候是可以数的, 是一大块的啊, 一整个圆圆的, 但是pizza很好吃, 代表食物的时候, pizza is tasty, 那时候就不加冠词, 那给我一片pizza吧, you know, give me a slice of pizza, or a piece of pizza, right?
That's right, either one.
对，但 Bruce 呢，通常是 Hey, give me a pizza. 他这样吃个大大圆圆。
That Peter, don't exaggerate. I would say, give me three pizzas.
啊，不要夸大好不好？给我三个大的这个 pizza 吃掉，这样才行。All right, 我们接着往下看。
Okay, let's take a look at our second paragraph. The word pizza has always been known to mean pie or cake, and is an Italian word.This fact alone might suggest pizza's origins. However, some years ago in New York City, a Chinese restaurateur challenged the Italian ethnicity of pizza by declaring that pizza was originally a Chinese food, but was then taken along with pasta by Marco Polo back to Italy. It seemed the question would never be solved. The second paragraph,refers to the word controversy, the last word of the first paragraph. What is the controversy about pizza? We find out that in New York there was a man in the restaurant business, a Chinese man, who decided to say that, well, the word pizza is Italian, but the food pizza is a kind of Chinese food, which quite a few centuries agowas found by Marco Polo, an Italian discoverer and adventurer who went to China many centuries ago and found the food there very delicious and took it back to Italy. But originally, or its origins, were Chinese, not Italian. So this was the controversy.
Mm-hmm. 造成争论就这样说 pizza 不错是意大利文呐、啊可是问题这个 pizza 这个东西哎，咱们中国人说是咱们老祖宗的、啊、其实也有人这样说 pizza 其实来自中文字两个字皮跟炸炸这个皮、哎、嗯，有道理啊不过在这里头有几个字要、啊、注意到第一个是 pie 第二个是 cake 第三个是 tea 茶啊谈到这个 pie 呢我们通常是用 apple pie 苹果饼好像美国人很特别喜欢吃这个 apple pie, 对不对
apple pie.
哦、oh, 哦、但谈到 apple, 对有一个重要的用法啦。
Yeah, for example, my daughter is the apple of my eye.
My daughter is the apple of my eye. 这个苹果把 pie 去掉就是指苹果。So, 我女儿是我最爱的怎么一个东西一个人那个怎么不能讲东西怎么这样说呢那么就是我掌上明珠啊你可以这样说 She's the apple of her father's eye、
嗯、
注意到那个 eye 要用单数可不要加 s
对
但这个 cake 是蛋糕啊一样的跟那个 pizza 用法一样一个整个大蛋糕叫 a cake 对不对啊、嗯但是呢另外呢 a piece of cake 是一小块蛋糕
right
但如果说 a piece of cake 一小块蛋糕常常人家说啊这工作好难哦 I think the job is quite tough I don't think I can do it 可是 Bruce 他就讲简单的很你怎么说呢
That's a piece of cake
That's a piece of cake or 有一个用法用 C 开头的 cinch
Oh it's a cinch C-I-N-C-H C-I-N-C-H. That's a cinch. That's a piece of cake. It's so easy.
很简单的意思 It's a cinch. 一样的意思。但那个 tea 也是茶了咱们中国人喝茶。但如果说呢 to be one's cup of tea, 通常应该否定里头用的太多啊。
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for example, Peter enjoys mountain biking, but I don't like exercise, so mountain biking is not my cup of tea.
骑呢登山车就是山地车可并不是我呢所喜爱的东西 To be one's cup of tea 是某人所喜爱的东西但实际用的时候通常是用在否定里头是比较多的 Mountain biking is not my cup of tea 就这样说我们看下面这一段
The case actually made itself into court only in AmericaItalian restaurateurs challenged the Chinese businessman's view, but when all the evidence was in, the result was announced by a judge. As early as the Roman Empire, pizza was baked in ovens there and eaten. Chinese normally steam or fry their foods, not bake them. Bread and other baked goods to which pizza belongs were developed from India through Europe, where they are still enjoyed today. Besides, cheese is an essential element of pizza, and the Chinese traditionally did not produce cheese. The case was closed, and pizza's paternity has now been established. This paragraph tells us what happened in court, and as we add here, only in America. I think many people would not believe that people would go to court to decide where a food came from. But in America, anything can end up in court. So the Chinese businessman took the case to court because he wanted people to think that pizza was a Chinese food. But many Italian restaurateurs challenged that idea, and both sides brought evidence to a judge. The judge looked at the evidence and then made a decision. Because pizza was eaten during the Roman Empire more than 2,000 years ago, because bread is baked in Western countries, not steamed or fried, and because cheese is an essential element of pizza, but cheese was not eaten by Chinese until modern times, he decided that more likely pizza really is Italian than Chinese.
More likely, it is a 只有可能，但是因为这个时代啊，不可能回到2000多年前来查，对啊。不过在这儿啊，可以看到第三行啊， as when all the evidence was in， 就等到所有收集的这些证据都已经收集到之后，点点点怎么样？你看在这儿 evidence 果然他没有加一个 s， 对不对
？That's right， no plural，
s 千万不能加 s。 We found a piece of evidence。 要用 a piece of evidence against him， 我们找到一个证据对他不利，我们用 against 这个用法。还有刚才 Bruce 特别讲了，he took the case to court， 他就到这个法庭上来对本公堂了，也就是打官司了。took the case to court， 用这个字的时候 ，court 前面不要加的，不要说 he took the case to the court， 啊，这是一个习惯用法。
For pizza lovers, of course, their favorite food might have been invented in Argentina or Indonesia. Who cares? Indeed, pizza has changed as it has spread around the globe, so that when ordering a pizza in Honolulu, New York, Paris, Istanbul, New Delhi, or Tokyo, you are sure to receive a slightly different version in each city or country. Pizza known to Italians and New Yorkers, where pizza was first introduced into the United States by the many Italian Americans living there, is a round, thin-crusted baked dish covered with tomato sauce and cheese. To improve the taste, pieces of Italian sausages such as pepperoni and salami and vegetables like onions, green peppers, and olives are added. Occasionally, anchovies, small salty fish, are also used. However, Asians enjoy pizza with corn, cucumbers, and other vegetables, not to mention assorted seafood. Hawaiians, perhaps predictably, developed a pizza with a pineapple and ham topping. Today, nearly every country has its favorite local variety of pizza. Worldwide, there must be more than 1,000 varieties of pizza. This long paragraph simply tells us that as you travel around the world, you can find pizza everywhere, but it won't be exactly the same kind, because this food has adapted or changed to local taste. And we give you many examples of how different people enjoy their different pizzas.
好，当然有一个字要稍微提一下，也就是前面数过来，应当是 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6第六行第一个字 version 啊，是不错。 这个 version 呢，也可以不光是指的东西，是另外的样子，叫做 version。文章那个版本，比如说的中文版呢，
嗯，
这个小说的中文版您看过了吗 ？Have you ever read the Chinese version of that story？
Right，
可以用这样一个 version 的意思。
We can also use version in an abstract way。I listened to his version of the story, and then I listened to her version of the story.
And then finally, I got confused. 我听了他这个故事，他的说法，另外一个的说法叫 version， 就是听公说公有理，婆说婆有理，我整个就昏倒了的。All right， 我们接着呢，看下面的这一段。
Right, the next two paragraphs give us pictures of.People who don't like pizza, some of the problems that people have with pizza. And the first of these tells us, some people are not so fond of pizza. They classify it as a junk food, along with greasy French fries, potato chips, and hamburgers. On the contrary, say defenders of pizza, it is indeed a healthful food. Carefully chosen fresh ingredients can ensure the quality of any food we eat.And pizza is no exception. So some people consider pizza to be a kind of junk food, that is, food which has no nutritional value for us. But people who like pizza say that, well, it depends on what you put into the pizza, whether it will be a healthful food or a junk food.
Right. 在这里特别谈了 a healthful food.这是显示了 Bruce 对用字啊也是非常的谨慎，因为在现在这个英文里头啊 ，healthy food 也是常用的啊。
对
，healthful food， 严格讲起来 ，healthy 是本身健康的 ，to stay healthy you've got to exercise， 你要多运动，你才有办法保持健康。Healthful， 我们说 jogging is healthful， 那么慢跑是促进健康的。但促进健康的这种食物像 healthful food 现在有不少美国人他们也是用 healthy food
That's right 是比较口语的用法、healthy food
好接下来我们再看下面这一段
Okay these are other reasons people don't like pizza Others protest that pizza is too fattening to be eaten regularly Not true respond those enamored of pizza's charmsIt all depends on the ingredients and how well they are prepared. For example, the meats which are used as toppings on pizza are often first fried to remove excess fat. The cheeses used can be selected for their high protein but low milk fat. Sparse rather than generous addition of spices, such as salt, ensure that pizza need not be considered junk food.A well-made pizza not only looks, smells, and tastes great, but it is a wise choice for everyone as a regular food source. Indeed, it seems the only disadvantage to pizza is that, when dropped, it causes a mess. Again, people complain about pizza that you'll get fat if you eat too much. But others point out thatWell, again, it depends on how you prepare your pizza. If you use low-fat foods, then pizza will not be fattening. They think it's a great food source.
注意到 disadvantage, 也就是倒数第二行后头放了个 to 啊。So there are advantages and disadvantages to something. 也就是说 to country life, 住在乡下有好有坏 There are advantages and disadvantages.后头放 to country life or to living in the country 那个 to 是介词所以后头放动名词或者是名词做宾语的我们看最后一段
Children enjoy pizza because it's fun to eat and delicious Workers enjoy it because it is inexpensive and quick to order too Families enjoy the convenience of carrying home a whole meal from the many vendors of this world famous foodWith its many advantages, no one needs to resist the allure of one of the world's most popular foods. Come to think of it, let's have pizza for dinner tonight. So our concluding paragraph reminds us that pizza is popular, not only healthful, with children, workers, and families, because it gives them each special advantages. And then the writer thinks, I think I'll have pizza tonight.
好，我们在吃披萨之前，我们再请 Bruce 呢，从头到尾把这篇文章念一下，训练我们的听力。
One of the world's most popular foods, along with the hamburger, fried chicken, and milkshakes, is pizza. Although the origin of the first three foods is well understood, that of pizza, until recently anyway, was for a long time an international controversy. The word pizza has always been known to mean pie or cake, and is an Italian word. This fact alone might suggest pizza's origins.However, some years ago in New York City, a Chinese restaurateur challenged the Italian ethnicity of pizza by declaring that pizza was originally a Chinese food, but was then taken, along with pasta, by Marco Polo back to Italy. It seemed the question would never be solved. The case actually made itself into court, only in America.Italian restaurateurs challenged the Chinese businessman's view, but when all the evidence was in, the result was announced by a judge. As early as the Roman Empire, pizza was baked in ovens there and eaten. Chinese normally steam or fry their foods, not bake them. Bread and other baked goods to which pizza belongs were developed from India through Europe, where they are still enjoyed today.Besides, cheese is an essential element of pizza, and the Chinese traditionally did not produce cheese. The case was closed, and pizza's paternity has now been established. For pizza lovers, of course, their favorite food might have been invented in Argentina or Indonesia. Who cares? Indeed, pizza has changed as it has spread around the globe,so that when ordering a pizza in Honolulu, New York, Paris, Istanbul, New Delhi, or Tokyo, you are sure to receive a slightly different version in each city or country. Pizza known to Italians and New Yorkers, where pizza was first introduced into the United States by the many Italian Americans living there, is a round, thin-crusted baked dish covered with tomato sauce and cheese.To improve the taste, pieces of Italian sausages such as pepperoni and salami, and vegetables like onions, green peppers, and olives are added. Occasionally, anchovies, small salty fish, are also used. However, Asians enjoy pizza with corn, cucumbers, and other vegetables, not to mention assorted seafood. Hawaiians,perhaps predictably, developed a pizza with a pineapple and ham topping. Today, nearly every country has its favorite local variety of pizza. Worldwide, there must be more than 1,000 varieties of pizza. Some people are not so fond of pizza. They classify it as a junk food, along with greasy French fries, potato chips, and hamburgers. On the contrary,say defenders of pizza, it is indeed a healthful food. Carefully chosen fresh ingredients can ensure the quality of any food we eat, and pizza is no exception. Others protest that pizza is too fattening to be eaten regularly. Not true, respond those enamored of pizza's charms. It all depends on the ingredients and how well they are prepared. For example,The meats which are used as toppings on pizza are often first fried to remove excess fat. The cheeses used can be selected for their high protein but low milk fat. Sparse rather than generous addition of spices such as salt ensure that pizza need not be considered junk food. A well-made pizza not only looks, smells, and tastes great,but it is a wise choice for everyone as a regular food source. Indeed, it seems the only disadvantage to pizza is that, when dropped, it causes a mess. Children enjoy pizza because it's fun to eat and delicious. Workers enjoy it because it is inexpensive and quick to order, too. families enjoy the convenience of carrying home a whole meal from the many vendors of this world-famous food. With its many advantages, no one needs to resist the allure of one of the world's most popular foods. Come to think of it, let's have pizza for dinner tonight.
Mm. 这里的 resist the allure, 这个 allure 就是诱惑。 I can't resist the allure of that beautiful girl. She's winking at me. 那个 wink 就眨眼睛的意思啊。 Resist the allure of something or somebody. 抗拒某人的诱惑。 但另外还特别记住啊, 这里有一个字用了两字, 叫 ensure, E-N-S-U-R-E, 确保, E-N-S-U-R-E, 但另外一个字发音很近的是, I-N-S-U-R-E, 那是保险, I-N-S-U-R-E, 比如说我的房子保了火险, 我就可以这样说,
I have fire insurance, or I have insured my home against fire.
I have fire insurance. Insurance 当然是名词, 对不对? 可是如果把它当动词, I have insured my house against fire. 特别记住以 against 并用。我们请再说一遍好吗?
Okay, I have fire insurance for my house, or I have insured my house against fire.
如果是保了确道险, 我把房子已经保了确道险, 那讲不就 用 against fire, 用 against B 开头的 burglary, 那是这样拼的。
B-U-R-G-L-A-R-Y, B-U-R-G-L-A-R-Y, burglary, or we can use the word theft, T-H-E-F-T, T-H-E-F-T, theft.
所以这个时候用 insure, 保险用 insure, 确保, hard work, ensured his success. That's E-N-S-U-R-E-D.
Well, that's it for today's lesson, but please join us next Sunday for Radio English on Sunday. Till then, bye-bye.
再见.